Today is a great day for a car wash.
Yeah, sure. Car wash. This is the car wash on Sokola Duma Radio. This is Osangana Corner.
Good day and welcome to the car wash. This is episode 18. On today's show, who is in the driver's seat in the PSL currently? Coach Rulani has high praise for the Chipper boss and coronavirus sweeps Europe's top leagues. I am your host, Lou Paho, but I'm not alone in the studio. As usual, I have the man between the sticks.
Thank you, sir.
Sean Roberts, how you doing?
Magic. How are you, brother?
All good, all good. And we, of course, have two-time footballer of the season, Deco Modise.
What's up, Chief?
I'm all good, and how you doing?
Fantastic. El Clasico.
Two times.
Just only two times.
Back to back.
Jeez.
All right.
They didn't want me to get the third time. I remember.
We never forget on the car wash. Snubbed, as Sokola Duma journos would say. All right. We start off with a joke of the day. We switching it up.
Are we ready? I've got something playing. Hold on.
Oh,
what's going on?
Oh, we got the... So if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or SL Radio, Sean Roberts has just put on
a
clown uniform.
Checo's speechless. Okay, joke of the day. Which are the best animals at soccer? A score, Pian.
Yes. Yes. Oh no, this is the worst sequel to the Joker movie.
Not great,
we could have hoped for.
Yeah, man.
And he had an outfit for that.
Scorpions.
Come on.
Should call the scorpions on you, bro, for that damn joke. Moving
on.
Who the hell thought of that?
Damn, not me. Not me. Google. Thanks, Google.
We start off with pole position. Pole position. So you guys got to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and most importantly, Facebook, because every now and then we throw a question on Facebook asking you about a topic that is being discussed in local football. This week we asked you guys, who is in the driver's seat in the PSL right now? And this is what you had to say.
Sundowns. Reason being, they are consistent.
7 points gap is not a sufficient gap for one team to say that they are in control.
I am a Sundowns supporter, but I put my money on Kaizer Chiefs this time.
Kaizer Chiefs might clinch it. They still have a chance of winning it.
Chiefs slowly iwadedele amaphuzu kancane kancane iwadedele iwadrop. And ngibona ukuthi coach uPeter Mosimane uzoyithatha leyo advantage leyo ayisebenzisi be against the Kaizer Chiefs.
So interesting stuff. I love the one who is like, I'm a Sundowns fan. But
Chiefs.
Putting
so,
my money
on Chiefs.
He's
not really a Sundowns
guy. No, he's not.
Yeah.
He's not really a Sundowns
guy. I mean, you're 7 points behind with 2 games in hand. You can catch up. Like, have faith in the boys. But looking at the remaining fixtures, Chiefs have Vits next week. Next month, they have Sundowns and Vits again. And we know Chiefs struggle against the smaller teams. They still have trips to Celtic and Polokwane. Sundowns have a similarly difficult one. Pirates next week. Highlands and Kaizer Chiefs next month, along with Maritzburg United. As we said, Sundowns are within striking distance. Who do you guys rate is in control of the league right now?
Well, there's no easy games. Let's put it that way. Let's start off with that. There's no easy games. I think you said Chiefs are playing Polokwane away the last game. I mean, they'll be fighting for their life.
Yeah, relegation battle.
Oh, man. So, my opinion, I mean, just judging from, look, I mean, Chiefs, that loss over the weekend wasn't good. They should have won, for sure. They had the opportunities to win, for sure. The importance of losing Katsanda, I don't know how long he's out for. I don't think it's as long as everyone thinks, but the way him and Maluleka have sort of operated that midfield and how Katsanda was missed, that's a big concern for Chiefs.
Definitely.
I would say Sundowns, to be honest. That's my gut feel. I think there's too much quality in the team. There's too much experience. Now that they're out of the Champions League, they can fully focus on the league, which I think could be a blessing for this season, and I think especially for Pizzo.
Yeah, especially since they're also in Nedbank Cup still. So
yeah, absolutely.
It eases up their schedule.
Yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely. So I'm going to go with Sundowns. Teko Modise.
How are you?
Yes, good and you, my friend.
Alles gut.
Magic.
I'll go with Sundowns, maybe just because they've got experience of being here before. Mm-hmm. And 7 points is nothing because they were two games in hand. And I feel like Kaizer Chiefs, whenever they had an opportunity to actually increase the lead, they always mess it up. Mm-hmm. And of course, there's pressure and all that stuff. Like you said, Katsande not being there. And also, you're looking at the players at Kaizer Chiefs. They actually, have they been exposed to such pressure before? Mm-hmm. No. Then you find Mamelodi Sundowns that are just bought out of the Champions League. Now there was pressure. Those are the games. They know exactly that every game for them right now, it's a cup final. Yeah. If they win today, people actually realize, you know, the dynamics of the log, actually, that Kaizer Chiefs, I mean, Sundowns actually are in control. And you might find that, you might see if they're going the way that they are, and if Sundowns win the two games in hand, there's 1 point.
Yeah.
You might find out now it goes down to the game they played against, they want to play against Kaizer Chiefs next month on the 15th. That's when you realize, okay, sharp, whoever wins there maybe might be the person that actually wins there.
Yeah.
Because once Sundowns has that momentum, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now because of, like you said, now they're back, the focus now is locally, so now they want to actually redeem themselves. They know for the fact that the Champions League is gone, okay, guys, what is it that we need to do? We need to be back in the Champions League again.
Yeah.
For us to be there, we need to win the league. So that's Sundowns.
And how do we do that? Yeah. I mean, he's gone on record saying that, but he's already signed 3 players that no one knows about for next season
which
is interesting. So,
you see, because he's planning to...
For the future.
For the future, and he wants to be also in the Champions League as well. And Kaizer Chiefs, we'll come back to the point where we're saying, the depth within the team, it's not enough. Now Katsande is out. Now we're speaking of one player. Mm-hmm. And this is a guy that actually doesn't score goals, but he actually makes sure that he is selfless on the pitch. He makes sure that everybody else shines. It's not now if Kekana is out, Jali's there. If Jali's out, Mabunde is there. Mabunde's out, Siyabi's there. So there's quality and there's depth within the team. So I don't think Sundowns will struggle with this.
You know, and don't forget this ban that's been imposed or hasn't really, you know, it hasn't cemented itself yet. But if that goes through, you know, that's also playing on the management and players' mind already.
Do you want to be in Champions League when you can't sign players?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it's such an interesting position that you see Chiefs in because they've done the double over Pirates. They've beaten Sundowns twice this season already. I think it was MTN 8 and... Telkom Knockout. Yep. And no, I'm lying. It was PSL and that little...
No, Telkom, they won. They won the Telkom.
Yeah, yeah. It was Sundowns Shield and Chiefs. Hot. They have that little one-on-one...
Shield, what?
Shield, shell, Phoenix Cup, yeah.
Shield.
Yeah.
Shell tone.
So they've won twice against Sundowns, but you still go...
If there's any English tutors out there, please.
Shield.
Needs your help.
And so it's a very strange position because there's almost a part of me that sees Chiefs beating the big teams and losing to Celtic and Polokwane.
I've got the same feeling. I agree. Yeah. So big match temperament.
Exactly.
That's what it comes down to.
Very strange stuff. We have a brand new feature for you guys. This one is called The Secret Footballer. And what we do is that our sister publication, Kickoff, has a feature in the back page where a player speaks out unidentified. And so this is a clip of this, and we'd love to hear your opinions on it.
The pressure put by club bosses on players is massive, especially if you are in the top 5. They throw bonuses in your faces. They will tell you if you reach the PSL, this is how much you are going to get. When I was at Morocco Swallows before we got relegated, they said they were going to buy a PSL status if they survived. We sat down with their lawyers and discussed PSL contracts in case we survived. We lost the last game on the last day in the playoff. The people who made these promises were nowhere to be seen. They didn't even come to say, guys, sorry, they just disappeared. That is how football is. 1 minute you are in the high life and the next you are at the bottom and no one wants to sign you.
So basically, it sounds like this guy, whoever he was in the NFT playoffs to get to the PSL. And he's going basically through the struggles of being in that top position and playing in the playoffs and how close you are to tasting PSL life and then losing on the last day, whatever this referee or just a bad decision, and then you're back in the NFT and you can become a forgotten player, which is what happened to this guy. You know, I think when I was at Chipper, it happened with us, but I think we basically bought the league. I mean, the salaries Chipper was paying NFT players back then was just stupid. And I think we won the league with 5 games to go. But I mean, it's just, you've been NFT or the Olden Vela or whatever you call it, but it's just, and England's got a similar game. The player from the Championship to the Premier League is the richest game in the world. It's worth over £350 million. And you're right there and it doesn't happen, you know.
Yeah.
Did you react as a player? Oh, I mean, the stories, I mean, you probably know as well. It's just, and the empty promises from owners to players, the empty promises in terms of bonuses, which we were promised, we're still waiting for those bonuses. Mm. You know, it's just, I feel for this guy, whoever he is. We could probably put two and two together and work it out. But have you ever been in similar circumstances or sort of seen players fade away after tragedy?
I've seen it, especially in NFD when we were actually also in the playoffs as well. Mm. And when we were in the playoffs, I knew exactly that I'm leaving. This is my last season, but I had no clue where I'm going. But I had a
decision
conversation.
Decision was made.
Yeah, but I had a conversation in the beginning of the season that, guys, promotion or not, I'm out. I'm out of here. Mm. Let me sign an extension of the contract so that you guys can make a little bit of money, but I'm out. So now when you get to the playoffs, like probably maybe those 8 or 9 players that I knew for a fact that even if you don't get promotion, these guys will actually have a deal in the PSL because that's how good we were. Mm-hmm. Only to find out, dude, like after I bounced a year later, none of them is playing.
No.
None, chief. Like it was scary to see that you know, sometimes you can be that fortunate. Mm. And with the guy that he was just speaking now, you can see that. But the deal that they actually tried to sign was for PSL. So they can't come back and say, sorry, chief, we apologize to NFD. It was for PSL. But if it happened that, you know, they had to go to the PSL and they don't come through with what they promised, then it's something else. Yeah. But it's just that it's like that, guys. There's always going to be crooks in the game. Mm. You just need to protect
especially
yourself.
Especially that level, eh?
Yeah, I need to protect yourself when you sign contracts that actually are beneficial to you. Because anyway, the team are making money out of us. So sign a deal that you know that's very, very beneficial to you and it's easy for you to come out of it. And even if they, you know, start terminating the contract, they still need to pay you out.
Yeah, 100%.
Definitely. It's one of those things, I think it's advice for life, is people will say things verbally, but
don't follow
it's
through.
Really what's on paper, that's the truth.
Absolutely, bro.
And up next, we have 10 quick-fire questions. 10 quick-fire questions. So where I get your favorite PSL players on the line, put them on the spot. This week, we have Golden Arrow striker Knox Mutiswa, who is in the hunt for the Golden Boot, of course. Here we go. Who is the funniest guy in the PSL that you've played with?
I think it's Kuda Mahachi.
And then who is the flashiest dresser that you've played with?
Moisa Pilankulu.
And then who is the worst dressed player that you've played with?
Danny Piri.
Why is he the worst dressed?
Because we always dress fun, everything, every day when we're going to train.
What is the worst mistake that you've made in a match?
Missing a penalty. I can't speed vest.
Who is a teammate who thinks that he's funny but he's actually not?
Siya Ture.
What is your best footballing memory so far in your career?
Is to come to South Africa and get a PSL contract.
What is the best goal that you've scored in a match?
Against Maritzburg, a bicycle kick.
What is your favorite car at the moment?
BMW M4.
What is your favorite local dish or your favorite dish from home?
Biscuit and pop.
Last but not least, what is your favorite holiday destination?
Bali in Asia.
Can I ask if you've been?
No, not yet.
Not yet, one day.
Always.
You should have said Victoria Falls.
Exactly.
It's from Zimbabwe. Victoria Falls. It's like Karima. Come on, Knox.
And I mean, also, like, are people, I just want to know the mindset. I know the footballers are on Instagram and stuff, but like, are they just looking like, yeah. It's my favorite one.
My favorite one, yeah.
It is so funny, man. Thanks, Knoxy.
Up next, we have new Chipper coach, Rulani Mokoena. Has high praise for his new chairman, Siviwe Chipper Mpengesi, for his leadership qualities and has compared him to Patrice Motsepe and Irvin Khoza. I have lots of thoughts and feelings about this one.
Come on, man.
You know, it's the same Chipper who, what, didn't the municipality of the Nelson Mandela Bay come out and like, you guys have to get it together?
They're threatening to pull out, hey? Is this a fourth coach this year or the third?
Fourth coach.
I mean, look.
Leadership.
I think we all know what Rolani's. leadership from the top. I think we all know what Rolani's doing. Eh? He's playing the game. I mean, you know, we know that Chipper and Pirates have got a very good understanding in terms of player swapping and loaning out of players, and well, certainly going the one way.
Loaning coaches as well.
There we go. And I think Rolani is just saying the right things at the right time here, for sure. I would do the same. But you can't tell me that you can compare Chipper to Mr. Patrice Motsepe. I mean, do me a favor.
Yeah.
What's your opinion, Teko Madise?
I think Rolani is just being smart here. he's the guy, when he was at Pirates, everybody said he was arrogant, this and this and this. So now he has an opportunity to actually speak nice for a change, you know. Mm. And it's just that the comparison is crazy. I played under Ivan and Motsepe. It's crazy. Number one, Motsepe, when it comes to players, they're number one. Everything else
they're
comes
the
second. Yeah. Love, he'll do anything for the players, and he'll make sure that when they play Champions League, you know, they'll have their own private flight and blah, blah, blah. That's how serious he is about his players. Mm-hmm. And that's the guy that should invest in the team. With Ivan, he'll give you a platform for you to shine. If you don't shine at Orlando Pirates, Chief, you need to go play for Chippa United. Because there, it gives you a platform to shine, to be in the national team. Yeah, it
gives. Sounds familiar.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it gives you that. And then when you have to compare the two, it's crazy, because there's, like you said, yes, cheaper that, you know, they don't respect coaches, they don't respect contracts actually. Mm. But now the question is Rolani playing the game, or Rolani is told what to say? Mm. You know, and Rolani also wants to be the coach as well. He wants to come back and coach as well. So he's trying to maybe say to people, here's the kind of person that I am, accept me back. Mm. Because now he was being bashed about being, you know, ignorant and whatever the case might be. So now here's an opportunity for him to come nice. So he's trying to clean himself up.
Yeah, yeah. I would have thought as a new coach, the focus would be, let me get the players' mindset right. You know what I mean? Let me show praise to my players, maybe people who've been performing, because they also are on an upswing in terms of their form, Chippa United, which makes it all the stranger that Norman Mapeza left in the first place. But it just seems too obvious, sorry, of a kiss ass to me. Mm. You know what I mean?
Why are you sorry about it?
It's just... like, you're showing up in the one game. You're already like, he's just like Patrice.
Patrice Jr.
Nah, guys. He's just trying to, like Shoda said, I think he's playing the game. Mm. He's just smart, saying the right things at the right time.
Yeah.
And also, he wants, probably if things don't work out at Orlando Pirates, and if actually things work out for him at Chippa, maybe he wants to be there and actually build a team. Because I remember Chippa at some point, they used to play beautiful football where Dance Marcella was still a coach. Yeah. And Dance also, when he left TS Galaxy, he actually said, guys, I'm available. If Chippa wants me, I'm here. Mm. So now he knows. Sometimes, guys, it's very difficult. As much as you're a coach that is highly qualified, it's difficult to find jobs. Because sometimes we can't even afford you, mm-hmm. or the teams are not right for you to move to. So now when you have a job, make the best out of it. And here's Roland, he's been out for 6 months. Probably maybe this is actually the first time being, you know, out of football for this long.
Yeah.
Then he wants to come back into the game. And Chip
something
is
fresh
him,
as well.
Yeah, Chip is giving him that opportunity. So, of course, he needs to lick where he needs to be licked.
Yeah.
Lollipops.
And it's also it's a safe move in a way.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, are they going to survive? They probably will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they do survive, he's done his job, which I could go there and maybe make them survive, if you know what I mean. And I'm not a coach.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think the players are very lucky to have a coach like him there, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And very lucky. Yeah, they're very, very lucky.
Imagine, guys. Sorry, Sean.
No.
It's amazing, guys. Rolani is amazing. If those players at Chippa, they don't, you know, grasp what he teaches them, they'll never find a local coach that actually teach them that.
Yeah.
Because most coaches, they like taking the shortcuts, they like taking this. Rolani is football. Mm. When he speaks football, Rolani, you'll be so amazed at the stuff that he has to say. And look at Chippa, they're in position 12, 26 points. And we know that when you're 30 points, you're safe. So Rolani just need 2 games for them to be safe, or 1.5 game, whatever. Yeah. 4 points, they're safe.
Yeah.
So it's not like they brought Rolani in to for them to survive. Mm. You can see it's probably a plot for next season.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's building.
So it's a smart move. If that's the case, then it's a smart move. But the question is, will Chippa the next season say, hey, Rolani, thank you. Here's the blank check. Since you are Patrice Jr., here's the blank check. Go buy a place.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah. Never. Up next, I have This Week in History, just before we get into the international news desk. So real quick, this week, 11th of March, 1978, when Didier Drogba was born in Abidjan, Cote d'Ivoire.
Merci.
On the 12th of March, 19.
Speak many languages, Sloop. Thank you.
Merci.
Merci.
Merci beaucoup.
On the 12th of March, 1900, Arsenal recorded their record league victory, which still stands 12-0 over Loughborough Town. You know,
Loughborough.
It's Loughborough.
Yeah.
You know, some of the locals call it Loughborough. You
know. From your days there.
Yeah.
And then lastly, I don't know if you guys remember the case of one Walter Maponyane.
You remember, they
cleared on this this week in 2012. He was cleared by the PSL to play for Mamelodi Sundowns, even though he had played internationally under a different identity and was kicked out of the Bidvest Wits Academy for age cheating. He had previously gone by the name Chopa Mboweni, and he was allegedly born on the 14th of October 1990. Turns out he was actually born in 87. So,
yeah,
PSL.
You know those brand new stories we hear about age cheating? You know what I mean? But moving swiftly forward, we have the international news desk.
Welcome.
Yes.
Hi, guys.
Good.
Everyone well?
How you doing, man?
Good, man. Good to see you guys.
Yeah, so we, by the way, people don't know we record, I don't know how many people know that we record in Cape Town, Western Cape, and today, day of shooting, we actually have the first recorded case of coronavirus here in our province, but...
Not in Laduma.
Not in Laduma, no, I think we're clear, as long as you guys, have you been to Italy recently?
No.
Yeah, either way, we've got some hand
sanitizer. Not me. No.
But it's a lot worse, I'd say, in Europe. My friend Kurt, what's the latest?
Yeah, so in Italy, Serie A, they have the Prime Minister, the Italian Prime Minister, I think it was on Monday night, he announced that all public gatherings, all sporting events will be called off at least for the next month. I think April 3rd, things will resume if the situation doesn't get any better. But yeah, it's real scary. A lot of other European countries have started to follow with games behind closed doors, some games being postponed altogether.
Tonight's
Manchester City and Arsenal.
Come on, the Blues!
Apparently the Arsenal players are in isolation, a few of them, because they came into contact with the Nottingham Forest and Olympiacos owner.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is terrifying. It's really scary, man.
Funnily enough, so Olympiacos knocked us out of the Europa League and then gave us coronavirus, and then Wolves now might have to play them, and the Wolves chairman I think came out and said, yeah, no, it's not worth it, hey?
Yeah, so, Getafe, the owner of Getafe has just come out to say that they will not travel to Italy for their game, the Europa game, even though it was set to be played behind closed doors. He said, we're just not going to take the chance. If we lose the tie, we lose the tie. That's it. We're not going, which I think is good. I think is a good thing. I mean, it's, you know, things are more important than football.
Rolling out the back.
Are they there?
Yeah, I mean,
are they really?
No, you got me.
And then elsewhere in the Champs League, Mourinho, his latest flop.
Really?
Knocked out by RB Leipzig, which... Yeah. I think if you started the season saying that Spurs, the finalists from last season, will be knocked out by Leipzig, people would have laughed at you. But now it's not that big of a shock, I'd say.
No, definitely not. Look, they've had big injuries, and I don't think it's been an easy ride for Mourinho. But it just seems like he's lost his touch. I mean, it just really does. How do you guys feel about that? I felt that, I think, since his last season at Chelsea.
Mm. Has he got the squad, though, to sort of impose his touch, or is it the right word?
No, so I was super surprised when he took the Spurs job. Honestly, I was, because I thought he would go to a place where he was guaranteed trophies. Yeah. Mm. But now the more I think about it, it seems like a bit of a cop-out, because he's under no pressure to win trophies at Spurs. They haven't won in over 50 years or something like that. Yeah. I just don't think he's adapted to coaching. I don't think that he's adapted to coaching the modern player. Yeah. I think that he bullies players in the media, which then, of course, you know, they get bullied further on Twitter and on social media. He just hasn't adapted. And, it's just...
I think also, aiding on that, I think he's a guy that actually doesn't want to evolve.
Evolve.
Yeah,
evolve.
Exactly.
Do you think he's peaked?
I don't think he has peaked. Yeah. But it's just that I think he got to teams where he could build his own team. Like
Milan. On a silver plate.
Yeah, Milan is there. You just take 11, 12 donkeys, two guys that can actually win your game. You have your Snyder, you have your Zlatan.
Yeah.
You know, you can win those games. And then you, because he started with that at Porto and all that stuff. So you can't go to Madrid and expect to have 12 donkeys and two superstars. So I think from there he started failing, because you could do that at Chelsea at the time. You know, you have to bring your Drogba there, Asien there, and then those.
Torres.
But now he took a break. Guys, he took a break. Hey, let me go think. He's not Pep. Let me go relax, tranquilo, babe. When he came back, the game was gone.
Many languages here.
You know?
The car wash.
Yeah, and then when he came back, the game was gone. So for him to adjust to that, and also he went to a team that actually, if you look at it, the way they were playing compared to how they're playing right now, irrespective of the injuries, but the way they were playing, they're playing now. It's not a Spurs that you actually want to watch.
Definitely not.
You know, and that's the thing. Mourinho can't go on and do the same thing over and over. It's like my friend when he went out last night. You didn't eat your French fries. You want to reheat them today and expect them to taste like... They can't. That's Mourinho. You
like
want to reheat
all you had this morning. Yes.
Yeah, so he can't. I think he needs to adjust to what your Klopp is doing, because he's a big coach. He needs to adjust to what your Klopp, your Pep are doing, all the new coaches, what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And he's not. I don't care which team he's going to go to. He's not going to win anything.
And that's in terms of, like, that's tactically and in terms of man management.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, at United...
But he's worse than man management.
How many times
did
he come out?
He lost the change from United, didn't he? He lost at Chelsea, I mean...
He came out against Luke Shaw, against Pogba, against Lukaku, against
all these players.
He's done the same thing now with Ndombele at Spurs, the midfielder.
And didn't he play Ndombele at centre-back? I think Aiden was telling me. He played him centre-back, basically, against Leipzig.
I don't know what his aim is right now. I just don't think that he's... Yeah, I mean, he just doesn't, like Teko said, he's not evolving. He doesn't seem like he wants to evolve, and it's costing him right now.
Yeah.
And we know Mourinho, he'll just walk out of a job if he's not happy.
Yeah.
So it's like been a free hit for him, this 6 months, taking Spurs over halfway through the season.
He's no longer a special one.
No.
He doesn't care if he lets people down by leaving at the end of the season.
Definitely. Yeah.
He's no Klopp, he's no Pep.
Mourinho must just come and coach Baroka, that's it.
Come through, that is how we call time on International News Desk.
Thanks, guys.
I've got a new toy.
Was that a what was that?
What was that? Did you blow?
There we go.
I can't be blasting the mics apparently. Put on some Amapiano there.
Thanks, Kurt.
Thank you very much, Kurt. Moving swiftly forward, we have some money management issues over at Bloemfontein Celtic.
Now you're supposed to play that jingle.
So there's a quote from Kickoff. A source at Bloom Celtic said, "The problem is this guy," speaking about Max Shabalala, "runs the team with money from government tenders. So if a tender fails to pay him, it's a problem." Also called him arrogant. And apparently the Celtic CEO's phone has been ringing unanswered since last week. Could not be reached for comment. What is going on over at Celtic, and what kind of consequences could it have if this team can't pay their players?
Well, how is this allowed? Do you know what I mean? Like, this is a professional soccer team in the PSL. NFD, it happens all the time. I don't know why that's allowed, but that's another discussion for another day.
Mm.
But how is this allowed? Don't you get some vetting before you own a club? Do you know what I'm saying? I own X amounts.
Mm.
I am able to pay the players this amount. We get X amount from the league as a grant. Come on, man.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen? I mean, the players legally can go and strike.
Yeah.
If they don't go and strike, they don't play. Cheers. Sorry, Bloom.
And it's been going on for years. I think
they should have sold.
Yeah, I think the PSL should come up with a ruling that if you struggle for a certain period of time, even if it's years, you need to maybe put on in a category where actually teams or buyers can actually, you know, buy your team out, you know, because I think it creates so many unnecessary things, especially for futures for these young boys. You can't be playing not knowing whether you're going to get your salary or not. This is not NFD, you know, and then when you're traveling, you're using the bus everywhere you go. That's Celtics. It's been like that. And the last time Celtics was probably maybe exciting in terms of payments, it did recruit better players. When Jimmy was the owner of the team. Other than that, everybody that comes there, they just enjoy the fact that when it's home games, the fans will come through in numbers. And
game time.
Yeah. As long as you need to understand what that team means to Bloemfontein people. So if you can bring in, you know, Marcelinho in terms of money, you know, secure the players, sign better players, you'll see Celtics will go back to those fans 100%. And will fill the stadium. But now the management, now they don't want to even listen to the fans. Every time there's the conflict where the fans are supposed to meet management, they don't, which means that shows that the management decided to do its own thing. the fans decided to do his own thing. You remember that we spoke about Celtics wanting to change the venues to go and play in Eastern Cape.
Yes.
It has never happened before. Cesar Ramabodi is where Celtics are. Dude, you know when you go to Cesar Ramabodi, you know that you're going to love the crowd and all this stuff, but it's slowly fading away.
And I think the last time something like that happened, well, for now PSL team, was Cape Town City buying the rights to, I'm forgetting, maybe Black Aces? No, not Black Aces.
Yeah, it was.
Was it
yeah,
Black Aces? Black Aces. Yeah. But that was, they were an NFD team. And so they bought the rights, moved them down to Cape Town. Yeah. But it's not the same as ninth placed Celtic in the PSL moving down to Eastern Cape.
And I'm surprised they're ninth place. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's astonishing that Bloem Celtic, with all the that's going on, they're still in ninth place.
I think credit should be going to Lesanolo and technical stuff, the stuff that they're doing, and for the players as well. Mm. You know, for me, I don't think I know, guys, I've never been driven by money, whatever the case may be, but such things, they actually demoralize you. You don't feel the win, the need actually to win the game. So just give props to the coaches. They're doing a great job. But also it says on the kickoff as well that the bonuses are being owed. So when I looked at them, the way they were playing against Cape Town City, not taking away credit from Cape Town City, I was like, is this the Celtics that I watched against Sundowns? Same players, but very sluggish. Or maybe because they took a long trip, you know?
Yeah.
They travel with the bus, the Eastern Cape, via this side.
It's a bigger stadium. They
were bus-legged. You never know, but it just did, it felt different. I even said to Julian, like, hey, man, this is not the Celtics that I know. But that's, after reading this, you understand that sometimes you don't get your salary, your bonuses are being promised, you don't know whether they're going to come through or not. So every week there's an issue.
And the fans are slowly having enough. They've sort of put their foot down. They've come out in the public and saying, you know, this is... It's not good enough.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we did have the one voice note weeks ago on the show where fans saying, like, there's clearly something going on in the back room. They're not telling us. They're not speaking to the supporters club.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm imagining, as a player, are you now, like, hitting panic buttons and going... Like, I remember we discussed FIFA coming out with that FIFA Pro scheme to benefit players who don't get paid their salaries. Do you start going, I need to look at options like that and also shop for a new club? Or are you going... Let's just ride this wave, see where it takes us. We're still in a good position on the log.
I think that will happen with players that are in a small package. They're like, they haven't established themselves. The ones, you're my banners, you're all that stuff. They're like, let me perform now. So whatever happens, there's always a call. Team will always come looking for me. So I think those ones, the smaller ones from NFD that are given a chance, are they okay?
Yeah.
They want to ride this wave out. But the most experienced guys in the team, you don't want to go through. You've got debts, my friend.
Absolutely. Yeah. Responsibilities.
Yeah.
Exactly. Next up. Next up.
Neptune.
Next up, we have Players Abroad.
Hey.
Players Abroad comes up in the Dimmeridian.
That's dope, actually.
It's very dope.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
By the way,
I've seen worse.
Thank again, you very much. Again, if you're listening.
Costume parties, ne?
Yeah.
It's not Friday night, it's
Sean is a part-time male stripper. If you're listening on audio, by the way, he just put on a pilot's cap as well. Laughing at Stevie.
Right, boys. Our boys playing abroad. The two guys that started and scored. George McLeod and Tashreeq Matthews. You remember Tashreeq Matthews last week, who made his debut. This week he started and scored. That's amazing. Boys that have started, Keenan Ayre, Simon Bela, Lebogang Piri, Nicola Tavares, Lars Veldwijk, Bongani Zungu, Lebogang Moloto, Edson Kumalo, Hendrik Ekstein, May Mahlangu, Liam Jordan, Carl Jacobs, Tom Barkhuizen, and our boy, George Lebese.
Yes.
Started and made his debut for his Colorado Springs Switchbacks in the US of A. They won 2-1. Well done, Georgie.
Very nice.
First of many more, I hope. Boys that came on off the bench, Lyle Foster, Keenan Jacobs, Thabo Qele, Bantu Nkwazali, and some good news for the Keegan Dolly fans. He was in the matchday squad, but he did play 90 minutes for the reserves. So he is coming back to full fitness very, very soon. Question, guys. How many South African players have played in the Premier League?
How many?
And can you name them?
Oof. Premier League.
In the Premier League.
That's tough.
How many would you say?
Wild guess.
Three.
Three? I was going to go for like 12.
13.
Ooh!
Teko, you're way off as usual.
Yeah, 3-1. Had one number right there.
Can name them.
Can you try and name them quickly in the three minutes we have left?
Okay, let's go like one for one. So I'm going to go Aaron Mokoena.
You said they were playing now, they played.
That have played in the Premier League.
Oh, because you just spoke about people that just play over the weekend. So I'm thinking, you know, parallele.
So why does one human understand what I'm saying and the other human doesn't?
Different opinions.
Okay.
Different
ears.
I got bigger ears, bro.
Yeah. Okay, so you said...
Oh, Aaron Mokoena.
Mokoena, yes.
Steven Pienaar.
It's two.
Benny McCarthy.
Lucas Hatebe.
Lucas.
Four.
Fuman Masinga.
Five.
We said Benny?
Quentin Fortune.
Six.
Sean Bartlett.
Seven.
OJ Mabizela.
OJ.
That's eight. Nine.
Ooh.
Good one.
Who's the one?
The one.
He's without a club. Tukaloranti. He played for Bournemouth.
Ten.
Yeah, Tukaloranti. And Mokocho. No?
No.
Okay.
He's division below. Yeah.
Matthew Patterson.
Matthew Patterson, yeah.
Played for Newcastle.
He played for Sundance as well.
That's 11.
Give us a chance. We still have 50 seconds.
Ooh.
Come on now.
This is...
And the other ones, we don't know them. They were born here, but they...
So we've got Sean Bartlett. Dikachoy. Mark Fish.
Oh, Mark Fish. Shite.
Right?
How did
you lose that one? Quentin Fortune.
Sorry, Mark.
Mabizela.
Yeah.
Masinga.
Yeah.
McCarthy.
Yeah.
Mokoena. Yeah. Patterson. Yeah. Pienaar.
Yeah.
Radebe.
Yeah.
Ranchi.
Mm-hmm.
Tinkler. That's your 13.
Oh wow. Tinkler. We missed Tinkler, Patterson, and
Fish.
Okay.
Fish is the most disappointing one
that's
to me.
Yeah,
exactly. After naming Sean Bartlett,
come on, bro. It's the same team.
Yeah.
And I only found out about Tikaloranti because I was Googling him and we just saw him in a Bournemouth shirt and I was like, he played for Bournemouth, bro.
But I'm gonna say 14. What about Andrew Sermon? He currently plays for Bournemouth.
Who's that?
Is he?
Exactly. You see.
Okay.
I'm just going
to... Guys, I don't have to know everyone.
So Google that. I'm going to say that. But he wasn't born here, I don't think. But he...
Oh, man. I misspelled it and now I'm just getting sermons about Apostle Andrew.
Okay, leave it. But let's stick with the 13. And then hopefully Percy Tau will be the next one. So let's wait and see.
Yeah. But finally got to get into that top 50.
Damn.
I did my starter pack. My starter pack is where I take your favorite PSL players down memory lane, do a little throwback. And this week I had another Golden Boot hopeful, Bradley Hrobler.
Hrobby.
And here's something he said about family being key to success.
My first academy.
So, I mean, I was very fortunate. Obviously, my dad was a professional soccer player and I grew up. I mean, he coached me from pretty much the age of 4 years old till the day I turned pro. So, he coached me at a club called Boxburg Football Club, and then he went on to join Silver Stars at the time. And obviously, I went across with him, and that's how the move to Platinum Stars came about, through my dad moving there, and obviously me wanting to stay with him and let him carry on coaching me.
Very interesting stuff.
It's all about who you know, eh?
You know what I'm saying? my question to you is, when you look back to your youth, gents, both as former players yourselves, who was a family member? It doesn't have to be the dad necessarily, but who was a family member who was like rooting for you every step of the way, you know, from beginning all the way through?
Yeah, but I must say my dad was my idol, hey? And certainly one of my best friends, if not my best mates. He was my number one fan. By no means was he a sportsman at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he couldn't even catch a cold. You know what I mean? Never mind never mind a ball of some sort. But I was super blessed in that aspect.
Mm. Very nice.
Let me see. I think the only person that actually made me believe that I can actually play in the PSL, because there's so many that told me that I can, but actually one person that I actually believed was Chico Twala.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only person that I actually believed. He had a team at the time, so for him to recruit me from the Dust District, because I never played for any development side.
Yeah.
So from the Dust District straight to the PSL,
even
though it didn't work out, but I believe I played 8 games in my first season.
Would you say he founded you?
He did. He just heard about me and he came to watch me. 20 minutes was enough. So he didn't want me to play anymore. So he signed me 2 days later. And I've been in contact with like your Jomo and all that. Because everybody wants me to come to trials. And I hate the trials. So I'll go to trials and I train at all and go back home and tell and say to them, like, guys, I failed. So now when Chico actually came and took me, like, I actually, from there, I believe that I could make it. Even if I knew that Riestas might not be the good platform for me. But I just wanted, like, you know, a start. And that's it.
And the rest, as they say.
History.
And, you know. I think what we're learning there is it's all about the journey. And, you know, a great way to make journeys is in a car. And so...
Slew, you are getting worse, bro.
I'm reaching for him, bro.
Stop listening to hip-hop, my friend.
That's brilliant.
Do we have a car of the week? Hey.
I should get like little gloves, like as a driver.
Yeah.
So this week we're going with Brandon Peterson's Tiguan Allspace.
Mm.
The Tiguan Allspace is a much bigger version of the Tiguan, which I'm a massive fan of. This is a third row of seats and seats seven people comfortably. Although I'm a massive fan of VW, as I just said, I feel this car falls way short on a few levels. Firstly, the size of the boot, which is tiny. And secondly, the price, which I believe you can get a much better SUV for the same price from other brands, ranging from the 1.4 liter turbo to the 2 liter turbo diesel. The All Space starts at 480,000 and top end ends around 750 to 760,000 SA rond, 0 to 100 in 9.5 seconds. Some people might say that's a bit sluggish and thuggish.
I've seen men run fast.
Thank you very much. That's all I got. Well, having said, he's just had a baby girl, so I mean, it's obviously a family car.
Yeah.
But it just seems like a bit of an overkill, eh?
Yeah.
It's like a bus.
I'm hoping he's going for the lower end. 700K is...
Damn.
700K for VW.
Whew. That's a lot. I mean, the Tiguan R, I can understand. Happy to pay 750 for that bad boy.
I'll pay 750 for something else, not for VW Tiguan.
What would you pay 750 for?
A range.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah, but you'll get a second-hand range.
I'll get it. 5,000 on the clock. Just came out for car wash. It came back.
That's a long car wash. I like what you did there.
Hey! You know, plus, it's in the right price range.
Hey! Very good, guys. Very good. Wow.
Okay, so should we briefly touch on these transformers in the paper? I don't know. We could briefly. So, Tlompo Kekana. I don't know if you saw the text. She is in the Sio Gobosa section. If you
whopping
pick up a copy for $4, his contract got extended to what looked initially like a 4-year extension.
Yeah, I think what they're saying now is a 2-year. I think it's a 4-year. I think the second 2 years would be in terms of coaching or staying on board in some sort, like your surprise Mareris or who else is there? Michael Manzini's, those sort of guys, you know, Ezra Mnyandoro. So I think it'll be something very, very similar. But yeah, I think they've showed faith in him. I know a couple of clubs are also showing a bit of interest. I don't think they would have paid what I believe he's worth, that Sundowns would have paid for him. So good move for everybody on board, especially for Sundowns in their change room, because I think he's an absolute leader, both on and off the field.
Club cap.
You know, for me, like, I'll always have respect for Sompo, and he knows that. I think it was, as for Sundowns, I think it's about time they do something like that. You know, for a player that actually contributed to the game.
Absolutely.
And it's just unfortunate that it's fortunate, but it depends on how you look at it. I think it could have started with Surprise long time ago, Ezra long time ago. But of course, Sompo probably maybe won, you know, more stuff than the other guys within the team. But I'm glad that at least a team is starting something so that maybe other teams can learn as well, so that we can't prostitute us. You only like us when you're still fresh and then once. I'm glad that Sundowns is doing it and Sompo actually deserve that. And you know, that's what you do. You pay.
Yeah. That's how it should be.
How it should be, dude.
Yeah.
You
know?
And if we're keeping Sundowns in the conversation, we were saying before the show, Temba Zwane is another guy who deserves the same level of respect at Sundowns right now.
But what I like about Temba Zwane is the people that actually knows football, they respect him. Because he's on another level.
Yeah.
It's just that because he's not flamboyant, he's not outspoken, you know, he's not on everybody's conversation. But when you speak Sundowns, there's no way that you can look at Sundowns and not imagine Temba Zwane being in control of the game. Mm. So
yeah,
like seeing players like that.
And we've seen how missed he is when he's through that injury not so long ago.
It was
a massive void.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then also, what to do with Jeremy Brockie? Do Sundowns exercise their option? Doubt it.
Interesting, hey?
Doubt it.
Does he stay at Maritzburg United?
Doubt it.
It's a tough one. I mean, so what's going to happen now? Because in all these contracts, I think it actually says here that they've got till the end of May to let him know whether they're going to take him or not.
Yeah.
Now imagine you're in Brocky's position. You've got to wait till the end of May. Any other player, you sort of got, you hopefully got your next 2-3 years planned out already.
Yeah.
Come end of March, early April for sure. He's obviously on a massive package at Sundowns.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's going to get that anywhere near that in the PSL for his next contract, in my personal opinion. And where does he go if Sundowns don't take it? And the question is, do Sundowns take it? I don't know. I can't see it.
I can't see it as well. And also from growth point of view, I don't see why Brocky should go back to Sundowns because he's not going to play anyway.
But it's not up to him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know, but I've seen people retire and go back somewhere and play.
Yeah.
You know, he can actually do that. I mean, but anyway, it's not easy, guys, for being in a Brocky situation where you get to Maritzburg, you still don't play.
Mm.
So it's very, very difficult. But who knows? Maybe Rolani might.
Hey, you never know.
I never know.
Maybe Bongi Ntuli leaves AmaZulu. They need a striker now.
In the NFC.
Not Bongi Ntuli if he leaves AmaZulu. Why will Bongi Ntuli stay there?
No, he's gone. He's already gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
Tony, that deal's already done.
If I'm Bongi Ntuli, guys, I'm gone. Surviving or not, I'm gone.
I can't sign anyone.
Let's get a recap on the leaderboard, please.
Well.
Part that I don't like.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
No. Well. Sean, 39 out of 65.
I'll take it.
Teco, 37 out of 65. However, the Manchester Derby.
Yeah, we lost. Moving on.
There we go. Yeah. Well done.
We lost.
That's fine.
But it could have gone either way. We did discuss it briefly. Yeah. But I mean, from Edison's point of view, world-class keeper.
Horrible.
Oh, but what was he doing? You know, you can forgive goalkeepers for making mistakes, but in a game like that, it means so much to everybody.
Like a local coach will tell you must pay your school fees.
Yeah.
Pay your school fees at times.
Yeah.
It needs to happen once in a while.
One could say Edison was once a hero, you know.
But he went 2-0.
Just like that. Hero 2-0. Well done. I see.
Did you catch it?
Because City lost 2-0.
2-0.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay.
Right. Just wanted to remind you.
We lost 2-0.
Yeah.
You got it, guys. Manage for emphasis.
What are you doing, bro?
All right. So we're gonna call it now betting tips with Deco and Sean. All right. A lot of people, you know, they watch these matches and they're like, you know what? I got $50 on this team. You know, I can earn a little cash here. But they need some advice, guys. These guys can't do this on their own. They're gonna waste their money. So
they need someone to blame.
Yeah. They need to lay blame on a guy like Sean Roberts.
Damn.
Thank you, Slu.
And a guy like Deco Modise. So we've got a few matches lined up here.
What have we got, Slu?
We got Highlands Park versus Sundowns in the Nedbank Cup.
Okay, so you start with that one. I'm gonna go for Sundowns, reason being Highlands and Sundowns are gonna beat Stellenbosch tonight. And I think they're gonna carry that tempo into the next game.
Deco?
Yeah. I'm going Sundowns because I know the hype that Highlands Park has by winning a game against Kaizer Chiefs. That's a totally different team. Doesn't depend on transition. Sundowns can keep the ball.
Mm.
And they can also score via set piece as well. So they've got different dimensions. So I'm going for Sundowns merely because they'll be on the roll. So they need to also build a momentum going into the game that is against who? They play against Pirates next week. So. Sundowns should be the one that goes through. Besides, nobody wants to see Highlands Park in semifinals.
Again, I'll say real quick, because this is a betting thing, who scores first?
Highlands Park.
Sundowns.
Interesting.
I can't see Sundowns conceding, to be honest.
Baroka FC versus Black Leopards in the PSL.
That's so cool.
Baroka FC, Black Leopards in the PSL. I think this is a relegation fight. Who are you going for?
I'm trying to think. The Black Leopards. I'm going Baroka. I think they're on a little bit of an upward trend.
Yeah.
When I say a little one, I mean
just like an inch,
mini one.
Yeah.
And I'm going with that. And they're at home. I like Dylan Kerr, what he's doing within the team. I think he's a very good coach, very underrated. And this is a make or break. This is a 6-pointer. So I'm going for the Baroka.
6-pointer on a Nedbank.
No, this is this the league. Say so, sorry? Yeah.
Just checking, just checking. Ah, guys. Draw.
Draw.
Yeah. Because it's just that Black Leopards, they always play nice and attracting football, but they're very inconsistent. And it's not like maybe, you know, you can see where they can score or you... There's a person that can actually go to, like, I'm a Zulu. Yes, Bongintulu, the guy that can score goals for us. Black Leopards, I think they're just giving instruction, guys, let's go and enjoy, make sure that you don't concede. So, you know, I don't think they play with so much structure. Yeah. And so, and plus, Baroka's got that young boy now who's crazy.
Yeah, but
I think he's 18 or something.
Yeah, but the Black Leopards, I remember they played, was it Chiefs?
Yeah.
They buzzed.
And then after that?
Yeah, nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing.
So...
Right, moving on swiftly.
So, lose the draw here.
Yes, EPL. We've got Tottenham Hotspur versus Manchester United.
Tottenham at home, having lost. United having won. I'm going for... I think United are on a very much upward trend. I think they've finally found their form. a United... A two-goal gap United win. Convincing.
Specifics.
United people know I don't like United.
honestly,
they want a good role, so I'm giving it to Manu.
Manu.
Yeah,
I agree. I'd actually also say that Bruno scores against Tottenham, and then we have the Merseyside derby.
Wow.
Everton, Liverpool.
Well, Everton were thumped, weren't they?
Yeah, they were chowed up by Chelsea 4-0.
Yeah, they got chowed. Liverpool. Sort of on a, I wouldn't say, I mean, they also won, but I mean, not at their best at the moment, but...
Bit of a speed bump in this
season. A little bit of a speed bump. I think that's the way to describe it. But for me, it's one of the biggest games in the world. Don't forget that.
Mm-hmm.
Liverpool are going to be super fired up. They're top of the league. They've got nothing to lose. This is a convincing Liverpool win for me.
Deco.
Sentimental.
Same, same. So, no mercy from Liverpool on this side.
No.
And lastly, behind closed doors, we will see Mallorca versus Barcelona. So, in front of silence, who do you pick?
Messi will silence them.
Yeah.
Very nice.
To be honest, I don't know much about Mallorca.
Heard it's a great holiday destination.
Yeah. Nice pina coladas there.
Yeah.
Barcelona through and through, hey? 3 points.
3 points. Same with you.
Mm-hmm.
Messi, in fact, you say, is going to shine.
It's going to get messy.
And let's motivate Messi with a motivational quote of the week.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
So this...
Aren't you having any hat for it?
No, I don't have it. I was looking for like a moustache.
Dumbledore's hat.
Yeah, but I couldn't locate one in the Chinese shop.
Bring
yesterday.
A monocle.
I'll find one. So, motivational quote of the day is from our man, Rolani Mokoena. In a society that profits from self-doubt, believing in yourself is a rebellious act. Very cool. Meaning that believing in yourself, as everyone is controlled by mainstream media, if you believe in yourself and relinquish all self-doubt, you will truly see the magic start happening.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Thank you, sir.
I like that. That's what I call leadership. Like my man...
a lot of work to do for the podcast.
And that is how we wrap up podcast number 18 of the Car Wash. We can now legally drink, so that's fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Some good news coming soon, guys.
You know what I'm saying?
Share the news at the right time.
Thank you to my co-hosts, the legendary Sean Roberts, and you know. Amateur footballer Teko Moody's.
The other guy. Obrigado.
Today is a great day for car wash.
Yeah, sure. Car wash. This is the car wash on Sokola Duma Radio. This is Osangana Corner.